Peter Taglia is staff scientist with Clean Wisconsin. We're at the 2010 Wisconsin Bioenergy Summit here in Madison at Monona Terrace. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
I think when people in Wisconsin think of bioenergy, they may still be thinking about corn-based ethanol, but we've moved well beyond that. Talk a little bit about what some of the other forms of bioenergy are that we're talking about at the conference.
Yeah, well, it's a little-known fact first that the single largest component of bioenergy and renewable energy in Wisconsin is actually biomass. And so this is the large-scale use of wood residues at our paper mills and stuff. But what this conference is all about is looking at all the different biofuels and many of the emerging biofuels that are coming down the pipeline and ways of turning waste products. There's a session on biogas, turning wood products that previously couldn't be converted into fuels, and as well as turning bioproducts into plastics and other chemical feedstocks. So there's a whole lot of things going on, and we're looking at it from many angles at this conference.
Here in Madison, there's been quite a bit of discussion about switchgrass. The UW power plant is going to be switching over to switchgrass. How viable do you see switchgrass as being as a long-term option, particularly to wean us off coal that we're so dependent on here?
Right. Well, I mean, the UW is going to try to use as much switchgrass as possible, but that'll still use a lot of forest and wood-type materials. And we're excited because it really is hard to start from day one with switchgrass or other prairie grasses as a complete, total solution to your energy needs. And so what we're trying to do is see a lot of different projects go forward that are able to start incorporating more and more of these new types of resources. And one of the exciting things about prairie grasses is that we can grow those on highly erodible lands, lands that aren't used well for corn and soybeans or other things. And we can grow them and also get other environmental benefits like decreased soil runoff and better wildlife habitat. So that's a really exciting area. And some of those big projects like the power plant here in Madison are a pretty exciting way of moving away from coal. But it is going to take lots of things to move away from coal, and so we're still pushing hard on wind and solar and energy efficiency.
Yeah, there's no one silver bullet, is there?
There isn't, no. And that's one of the beauties of this bioenergy conference is the diversity of different things people are talking about. We just heard from a farmer who's using weeds that he has to mow down, and he's converting that into energy. And there's people looking at all of these different types of crops and mixtures of crops and different ways of using their land that can preserve all of the important aspects of the land for everyone.
Another exciting on-farm technology is manure digesters, also kind of a hot topic here in Dane County. I believe we've got one, if not two, already up and running.
Yeah.
And a third is in the works. I want to ask you, that technology, practical? Is it reliant on large-scale operations or many smaller operations participating? I think people are wondering as to just exactly how widespread manure digesters might eventually be around the state.
Well, we certainly want them to be as widespread as possible. It's a great question that right now a lot of them are reliant on really large farms. And granted, if we have large farms, we should do something with that manure, and making energy is one of them. But we also have in Dane County, we just kicked off a community digester that takes manure from three different farms, and one of which is less than 500 cows. So it's quite a bit smaller than the typical digester farm. But we don't want people to think that it's just manure digesters. There are so many opportunities for taking waste from cheese factory waste, and there one just kicked off last week in the Montchevrey goat cheese factory down in Belmont, Wisconsin. But we also can even do curbside, and we can pick up from people's kitchen wastes. Toronto's turning that into energy today, and so there are just so many different opportunities for taking organic waste. Let's not put it in landfills. Let's instead turn it into energy. And we can start with the dairy industry, but we can move far beyond that.
Seems it's a story of underutilized or wasted resources right now.
Oh, correct. Yeah. I mean, and some people even object to calling it waste because these are nutrients and energy. And so what we really need to be doing is biocycling. And when you think about all the nutrients that are causing problems in our waterways, you can also think about that as a wasted resource. And so how can we rethink our our kind of the way our society uses resources and think about ways of recycling it. And there's great examples all over of how we could do that if we apply the right policies.
I want to wrap up and ask you about to make a prediction about our transportation, specifically how we're going to be powering our vehicles in the decades ahead. Do you see a role for bioenergy there, or are we moving more towards the direction of electric cars? Or is it going to be a mixture of both?
Well, I certainly hope it'll be a mixture of both. One of the things we've been big proponents of is something called a low-carbon fuel standard, which would actually allow the market to decide how we go forward with fuels based on their carbon content. And so if we get some of these real exciting biofuels, like what Virent Energy is working on, green gasoline, let's let that happen. But if we find that making electricity from biogas ends up being or making biomass electric cogeneration plant, if that ends up being more cost effective or advance faster, and then you can charge electric cars with that, why not allow that to play? So we're really trying to do it in a technology neutral manner and really focus on what's the highest performance use of our biomass resources.
Very good. Peter Taglia, staff scientist for Clean Wisconsin. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Great.